You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to Box to Box podcast. Amanda, my back. The season's almost done, but we're back with another one. Madam, how you feeling?
I'm feeling Gucci right now. Obviously, as you already know, we got a cup final on Thursday. I'm just waiting. I can't even sleep right. I'm just waiting for Thursday to come through and see what my team is on. You get me? But I'm a Gucci, bro. I'm Gucci still.
Jacob, what are you saying?
I'm in the same place, innit? What can I say?
You're not feeling worse?
Let's just get on with the pod, innit?
It's very peak, but we're never going to start with United. You might not even deserve to start the pod after that performance.
Honestly.
We got to start with Arsenal, man. So, as Max said as well, obviously the big match, probably the biggest North London derby for God knows how long on Thursday. Basically, top four decider. It's weird because if Arsenal win, top five is certified. But if Arsenal lose, we can still get top four.
No. If we win,
no. I'm saying that
Champions League.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. But I'm saying that if we lose, if we were to lose, we could still scrape top four, but it'll be tight. But let's just call it top four decided anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously Arsenal v Tottenham. We're away at Spurs, and yeah, man. Like, I'm excited, bro. Like we were saying in the chat before that somehow, somewhere, I need to be at that match. Like, I can't watch that match on TV. I don't want to. I need to be at that match somehow in the flesh, but. It's going to be a massive game. And obviously, Arsenal have been playing quite well recently as well. We just beat Leeds yesterday, 2-1. The match was a good game. I think we played in the first half, we played really, really well. We played them off the park. But then I was not scared, but I was thinking, fam, second half, like, we let them back into the game. Bearing in mind, they had 10 men.
Yeah, early red card.
Yeah, which was a disgusting challenge as well. And I was just thinking, like, bro, like, Arsenal, man, like, wrap this game up, like, get the third goal. Leeds are dead. Like, why are we giving them energy? But obviously, we got the 3 points at the end. But I don't know what you thought of the game, Max.
I'll be honest, I was getting ready to go to work while I was watching the game. Saw Eddie got the first goal, typical Eddie goal, capitalizing on mistakes. I'm happy to see that because obviously I've been one of them guys that I have been not necessarily slandering Eddie, because like I said, I kind of know him from way back, so I wouldn't actually do that, but I haven't really given him a chance. I've kind of said I don't think he's good enough for Arsenal. I put my hands up and I've said that, but I obviously said like I said, since a couple of weeks ago he was on that podcast, and you know, he mentioned he hasn't got a chance, and obviously now he's got a chance and he's really showed up. He's scored goals, decent goals. Yes, some of his goals have been jammy, but some of his goals have also been good as well. And again, he showed up on Sunday, and you know, capitalized on a mistake, got that early goal, which settled the nerves, because you never know what Arsenal are going to do. Arsenal, they can make you happy, but at the same time, they can annoy you and give you nerves and anxiety, which is what they did in that same game.
Yep,
got the second goal, brilliant football, dominated the game first half. You know, it was 2-0 down and they got a red card, which, you know, was 100% a red card. And you would think, okay, 2-0, get a third one and let's wrap up this game. Don't know how we let them back into the game, personally. It came out of nowhere. I think it was poor defending. They weren't marking that man. Man went through the back, scored a goal. And all of a sudden,
the first shot, goal.
And it's all of a sudden, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And you could tell... For the last 20, 30 minutes, the players didn't really know what to do. They didn't know if they should go for the third one.
Go for the jugular.
The ball.
Chill off.
Exactly. You could tell that they were a bit unsure.
Yeah.
So it just put nerves on us. And, you know, but happy days. The most important thing was getting the 3 points and going into the North London derby, knowing that if we go there and win, we qualify for Champions League. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, I couldn't really talk. All I wanted was 3 points, you know what I mean? And we got the 3 points. We performed well, apart from obviously second half, where we probably, you know, took our foot off the gas. I feel like maybe if they didn't get the red card,
We would have. Yeah, 11 men. Do you think they
11 men? We probably would have battered them. No, we probably would have won in 3-4-0. I think so. When I think the mentality changes when you go, you know, you get a red card and you think, okay, it's cruise control. Let's just slow the game down. But if it's 11 against 11, you still going toe to toe.
The focus is there a little bit more, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because bro, when they had 11 men, we were playing them off the park.
They had no chance. We was on them. The press was great. The control of the game was great. Odegaard controlling the game. Xhaka controlling the game. Elneny again controlling the game. And yeah, man, I can't lie. It's crazy the way the season just changes.
I just wanted to go back to the point about Nketiah. Yeah. So yeah. I know you're saying obviously jammy, but I feel like we have to stop saying strikers get jammy goals. You know, because I feel like it's your job to react the fastest. Like, you know, it's your job to get that ball behind that line, no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, would you say Hernandez was jammy? Like, it gets to a point where you just have to look at a guy and think the ball, he's just knowing what to do. Get what I'm saying? So it's like, Nketiah's bringing something different to you, and it's annoying me right now, fam, because he's looking like the player that.
A striker who can actually run.
He's looking like the player that he could have a dead game, fam. But the ball ricochets and he's just standing there in the right place. And that, to me, those are the strikers that you worry about the most.
The thing is, I hear what you're saying, and I think it's wrong to call it a jammy goal. It's not a jammy goal. It's more of a
poacher's goal.
It's a poacher's goal.
Yeah, poacher's goal. Sorry. Is fox in a box something? Is that?
Yeah.
So, no. It's a poacher's goal. But I think what I mean when I say jammy goal is, and I think this will lead on to what I'm about to ask as well now, is that the type of striker that I want in my first team? In a sense where, is that the type of goals that I'm relying on? Or am I relying on a striker who can give me quality goals where he... Don't get me wrong. I don't want to go move like I'm taking the credit away from Nketiah, because at the end of the day, those type of goals are important goals because they're goals that just come out of nothing. When he scored, in my head I was thinking, Arteta's probably thinking, I love this guy. Like, how can he just score like that? He just made that happen out of nothing. But at the same time, is that the type of striker we want in the Champions League? I don't know. And that leads me to say, do we give him a new contract? I don't know. I mean, personally, I would give him a new contract because I feel like if we qualify for Champions League, I know he wants consistent, you know, he wants games every week, etc. But where are you actually going to go? I think like Ian Wright said on Match of the Day, it's just like, if we qualify for Champions League, where are you going to actually go and play consistently? So it's not where are you going to go. Obviously, he can go somewhere, but would you prefer to go somewhere else and play consistently or stay at Arsenal, battle it out, prove your worth, which obviously he is doing, but prove it against other quality strikers, because apparently we're linked to Gabriel Jesus.
I got something for you. To answer what you were saying. Sorry, Dimitri, go on.
No, I was just going to say that. I don't know, man, because it's like, he's obviously, Nketiah is still young. He's like, what, 20? How old is he? 23? 24?
I think he's about 20. No, it's about 22.
23. Yeah, he's 22, 23, yeah. All right, cool. That's obviously still quite young, but at the same time, it's like, bro, football, we know that football's like, a footballer's career is short and you need to grasp any chance that you have. If you have a chance to, you know, make a name for yourself, X, Y, Z. And I feel like I personally think that we should offer him a new contract just because I personally don't think we're going to get two strikers in a summer anyway. I think we're going to definitely get one. But if I don't think we're going to get two in. And I think having Nketiah there as a backup to whoever we sign won't be too bad. But at the same time, it's like, he's probably going to scrape maybe like 15 to 20 games next season if we get Champions League and we get a new striker compared to if he went to another team and he could play 30 to 35. Yeah. So I think from his perspective, he might be like, I've been battling it out at Arsenal. He's been at Arsenal for time. Like, bro, deeper that, he made his debut under Wenger, I think.
Yeah, he did. And he scored. He scored in his debut.
Yeah, so it's like it's not like he's just broken to the first team. Like, he's been in and around the first team for about 4 years now. So I think from his perspective, he might be seeing like, if I'm not going to break in now when we've literally got no other strikers. And the only reason why he really played that match against Chelsea was because Lacazette was ill.
One thing,
so I don't know, man.
I personally think you should keep him in it. And the reason why I do think you should keep him, because I asked I'm asking myself, would you have won that Leeds game with Lacazette up top?
Oh no.
And the goals, bro, the goals no that he's been scoring recently, would Laka have got them type of goals?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like what Arteta is trying to do with your team, he's not just trying to have one person as the focal point on the team. He wants the whole front three working together, fam. So if it means Nketiah has to play a game where it enables Saka and Martinelli to play their game, he will do that, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? You know Nketiah is going to graft it no matter what. And sometimes in a team of technical players like you have, that may work. That may actually work, fam. These type of games where you need that niggly goal, it may work. Every team needs it, fam. I'm sure Man City, Liverpool, they've won these matches. They've won tight matches this season with a niggly goal, fam. Like, a goal is a goal.
But I hear that. But what I think, just going back to my point again, is I would give Eddie a contract. Mm-hmm. I would give Eddie a contract. But what I'm trying to say again is, okay, cool. Against the Leeds, yeah, he's going to do that. But when he's playing against a Van Dijk, a Diaz,
is he going to know what to do?
A Matip, is he? Does he have that quality to go against those defenders? Is he like a Haaland, an Aguero?
Yeah. Do you find it hard? Do you find it hard to profile him as a striker? So like certain man, you know, he's a target man. Man.
I don't find it hard. I don't find it hard to profile him as a striker, but I find it hard to profile him as a graph you see. I don't know if you've seen it where you've got the green, the red. I don't, obviously he's still young, he's 22, so don't get me wrong, he's got time, but right now I don't classify him as an elite striker. I still feel we need an elite striker. We need a striker that's 100%. Experienced, that can play in those big games, but he can be there too and he can battle it out. And we're already in Europa League, if we qualify for Champions League, or when we qualify for Champions League, let me say that actually. When we qualify for Champions League, there will be more games. There are going to be more injuries. So there are going to be opportunities for him to play more. And yeah, you know, let's see how it goes, man. Let's see how it goes. I mean, give him a contract. He deserves it.
Yeah, to be fair, I feel like he will get one. I mean, Arteta loves him. So I do think he'll get a new contract. And he does deserve it for the way he's been performing. He does deserve it. So yeah, man, we'll see. And just one last thing on the Arsenal game. I'm done with Pepe. Like, I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done. I'm done.
Bro, let me show you something. I know viewers, you won't be able to see it right now, but I'll read it out for you, yeah? I'm not going to lie to you. It was on the... Where is it?
I'm done with
bro,
it.
Bro, on the 21st of September 2021, episode 5, one of our hashtags or one of our lines was, where is Pepe's football brain? We are now, bro, look, bro. I don't know if you man can see it, bro. We said, where is Pepe's football brain? 6 months later, we are still saying the exact same thing. Where is Pepe's football brain? That guy, I'm done with Pepe, bro. Like I said, Pepe, I wanted him to do well. He had it. I was begging. I was on my knees. But this guy doesn't want to do well. No. He's one of the, you know who he is? He's one of them stubborn, boys in class where it's like, he's just stubborn. He's got it all, but he's stubborn. This guy is an open goal and my man is cutting in on his left foot.
He's such an idiot, man.
Nah, bro. I'm done with Pepe too. Pepe can bounce, bro. Selling 20 mil, man. Yeah, fuck off, man.
Lynch, he should go. Pepe,
go, man. You don't need a run of games. We've given you chances, Pepe. We've given you chances.
Too many.
Bro, and you keep bottling it, bro.
Too many.
I'm done with him. I'm done with him too, bro. Pepe's done out here.
Dead guy, man. But yeah, man. Arsenal, Thursday. Massive match. But
so, even before we move on, say, what do we think? Also, Jack, I want your opinion as well on this before we actually move on this. We'll move on now, but... What are you saying? Are we going there and we're winning? What are we doing?
You're not winning that game.
I think we're going there and we're going to win.
You're not winning that game.
I think we're going to go there and win.
You're not winning that game. You're actually not winning that game. It's so peak. You're actually not winning that game.
No, but wait. But are you saying that? Because obviously you don't want us to win, but are you actually saying that?
No, you're actually not winning that game. Like, Tottenham are going to come with the nastiest ball, fam. Like, I honestly...
Calm.
It's either you lot pack them or you're not winning.
No, I don't think we'll pack.
I think we're gonna go there and we're gonna win it, bro. It's written on paper. We win Champions League done. We don't need to We're gonna go there and we're gonna
Conte.
win. I'm telling you now.
Conte is gonna show you.
Conte.
I'm the
not
experienced
on piss,
gaffer.
Bro.
I'm the
Conte
experienced.
Is a whore.
Hey,
he's a whore.
Demeji, Demeji, do you see what Max is doing right now? You see it. You feel it. He's putting it
bro,
out there.
Listen, we are gonna because I remember when we went to White Hart Lane, 2004 season or 2003 season. I can't remember what season. 2002 season, and we went there and we won or we draw whatever. We went there and we won. We won the Prem at their ground.
Yeah.
This is history repeating itself. We're going to go there, we're going to win, and we're going to get Champions League on their ground. And this is the new Arsenal coming into play.
Come on, the Spurs.
I'm telling
Come
you now,
on, the Spurs.
I'm telling
Come
you
on
now, I'm going for a 2-1 Arsenal. Saka to score. Odegaard to score. Boom. I've said it. It's happening. Champions League on Thursday. 10 o'clock. I'll be messing the group chat. We're in Champions League.
Say no more. You've heard it here live. Say nothing.
Let's go.
You saying Demetri?
Bro, I don't want to give a prediction, man. I'm
so
sorry.
Come with the
nah,
confidence.
Nah, bro. I can't, bro. I'm sitting on the fence of this one still.
Nah, we're winning. I'm confident we're going to win.
I think your guy's forgetting Kane and Son, innit? But it's all right.
All right. It's calm. Kane and all right, Son.
Gabriel. All right, Bula.
Cool.
Bedway.
Right, cool.
Bula.
Don't worry. It's calm. It's calm. We got Saka. We got Gabriel Martinelli. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's
exactly.
go. Big game.
You move.
Big game.
Well, yeah, man. Thursday, we'll see. But moving on from Arsenal, we have to talk about United. I swear. United, man. Where do we start? Where do we actually start?
Manu.
Finish club.
Manu.
Finish club.
Manu. Bro, you man. You know what it is? You know, let me tell you something about Man United. It's Jacob, you should be happy right now. You know why you should be happy? Because you're at the stage where you're at rock bottom.
You can't go any lower.
There's nothing.
No. This weekend was lower. Let's stop.
That's what I'm saying.
Was lower.
That's what I'm trying to say. You should be happy that you might got Pam for by Brian because it exposed where United are, and there's no going lower than this. There's
4-0.
Nothing.
Wait, did you man see Ronaldo laughing?
This was the confirmation.
Did you see my? And you know when things have got bad, when a guy, a hard worker like Ronaldo, lost at a 4-0 loss.
4-0.
You know that's when it has really got to that stage. Like, you know, you just have to laugh at the insanity.
And it could have been worse as well. It could have been like
my
5
club,
or 6.
You man, they but what I saw. Don't ever come in this chat and tell me Alanga's a good player, fam. Not again. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. The left
he's
back
dead,
was putting
man.
Him. Listen.
He's dead food, man. The whole
Listen,
team is dead
just,
food, man.
Let me just.
And
let me go to Ralph.
Do you know else is dead as well?
What?
Varane, I'm sorry. He's dead.
Now, Varane dead. Is finished. Ramos, I fully realised Ramos was Real Madrid's defence. Ramos was actually the guy.
Bro,
that,
this is peak.
Ramos actually said, yo, said, grab him, said, control, you go here, fam. You go here.
Fam.
This guy, no brain. Him and Lindelof, Maguire hasn't even been playing. So who
fam.
The United fans going to blame now?
Exactly.
Who the United fans going to blame now? Because I know United fans are listening to this and you're saying, oh, Maguire, this... Maguire weren't playing that game.
Fam. I feel like, do you know, I'm going to say something, yeah? And I know we've
it's
cussed...
Peak.
I know we've cussed out... Bro, I know we've cussed out Maguire a bit. And he's deserved it, but I feel like United fans are harsh on him.
United fans, we're harsh on our best players, so we're gonna be even harsh on our worst players. Like United fans, I've said this and I keep saying this to other United fans. If we had something similar to Arsenal Fan TV, yeah, I'm telling you now, United fans will be viewed as way more toxic. United fans, they're toxic, bro. They're toxic, bro. And I feel like the expectations that we have created. Within ourselves, Fergie has created this idea that United have to win every single time. Anything below that is dead. And that's fine, cool, understandably. But sometimes it's just not your time. And right now, Mandem, I signed out in Jan, you know. I signed out in Jan still. Like, listen, I'm not on this emotional roller coaster. You see what this weekend was for me? I just enjoyed good ball, fam. Get me, like. I got to see a smaller team do their thing, fam.
Hey, congrats, by the way. I see your team. You done.
Oh,
right,
come on,
your
come
team,
on, back,
your
guy, come
won.
On.
Just fam. Viewers, I think Jacob, his team won the league or got promoted.
No, promote.
Well done
yeah.
to you, mate. Well
come
done,
on,
well done, well
come
done.
On,
but yeah, no,
sucks,
bro.
Sucks.
Going back to it, though, on a real, United, yeah, it's again the season. Football is beautiful because you go back to the first couple of weeks of the season, and it was it was link up play, it was Pogba,
listen,
Isman Fernandez, every man ripping it
Pogba,
up.
Like, Pogba four assists in the game,
bro. United are gonna win the league. Everything's looking crazy. United, Gary Neville, all talking smack talk.
Wait, man,
talking
understand talk. What I went through when Ronaldo was coming back. I don't know when Omri was coming back to Arsenal, how you lot were feeling, yeah. But for me as a United fan, to know that Ronaldo was coming back, well, he was gonna go City and then United. Do you know the emotional roller coaster? I thought to myself, we have been enlightened. Like, this is the season we do a madness. Do you know what I mean? The smoke I came with, I don't even know who to apologize to, because realistically, it's just part and parcel of the game, innit? It is what it is. I'm going to take my smoke.
We need to apologize, bro. It's United's fault, bro.
Let me just go into the game, though, please, because I feel like this is the time I get to talk to you about the game, yeah?
Yeah.
I just want to talk about...
What went wrong? Like, bro, like...
Ralph, for me, he's a dead manager. And I don't care any United fans come from... He's a dead manager, family. This guy talks like a head teacher, but coaches.
Why is he always baiting out secrets as well?
Bro, fam, listen, yeah, I've said this already. For me, his objective when he first came in, your job, your short-term job is get top four. No one's asking for you to implement 4-2-2-2. No one's asking for you to tell the next manager who's going to keep there. You're doing the consultancy job in 6 months. Your job is to get top four. He came out recently and he said he was disappointed. You have to be disappointed, because from what I heard, any tactical manager taking over this squad would have done their thing. That's what I heard. That's what I was told. That's what I was led to believe when he's sitting there crossing his legs, doing PowerPoints, talking about his analyzing players. It's what I've been on to him for the last few weeks, you lot. And finally, I hope you see, we have not lost to Brighton United. If you go check the head to head, even under Oli, fam, this was bad. This was bad, you man. 4-0. 4-0.
I can't lie to you. Me watching the game, and do you know what it is? Let's not take credit away from Brighton, because Brighton
they played
Arsenal.
You off the park.
They slapped you there, but they slapped Arsenal, they slapped Spurs, they slap everybody, bro.
They're
they
a good
slapped
team.
The big team. Don't get twisted. But the way you man capitulated was embarrassing.
That's the perfect word
for it. They dominated you. Like, they lit bro. You, man. Your presence was not existent.
No, you know you're getting me charged right now. Like, bro, it was tense. You're getting me tense.
I was just thinking, what came to me was just that, these man really don't like each other. Like, there's actually beef in the camp. Like, these man really, there's no chemistry. There's
look what Lingard said to Scholes.
Because... Bro, for them to allow this to happen, it's just that raw.
These men don't each other, bro.
There's no Pogba, you man are still playing shit. You have Ronaldo, you man are still getting shit. No Maguire, you're still playing shit. You've got McFred and McTominay, you're still playing shit. Like, bro, no Wan-Bissaka, you got Dalot there, you still play shit.
No, bro, like, listen, and again, and you know Aaron Wan-Bissaka's linked with Atletico right now, fam.
Wait,
all these
what?
United fans, he's linked with Atletico. Go check. I swear down, he's linked with Atletico.
Yeah, I see
right
that.
Now.
I see that link.
If he goes to Atletico and he goes under a good system and his defensive quality stand out, I'm on to every United fans. Because you wanted your progressive ballers in Dalot and Telles. But when it comes to defending, what can these men do?
See that Dalot.
Saka ripped Telles. He ripped him, he outstrengthed him. Bro, as a defender, as a player, fam, when I'm coming up across a man, there's no way you can be stronger, faster, more agile than all of me. Do you know what I mean? There's got to be something that I have to beat you at. Do you know what I'm saying? Trust. For us to be able to compete, I looked at that matchup and I already knew it's finished. This guy's not fast. This guy's not strong. Tech-wise, he's not matching Saka. And this is what I have to see every game, because a couple crosses.
Bro, where's Luke Shaw?
He's injured, isn't it? He's injured.
He might need a new left
and he's got he's dealing with that whole, I think, the metal in his leg and stuff, like from the broken injury he's gonna have to take it out. But I'm tired of my team, you lot, man. I'm just tired.
But it's calm, bro. But you should, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, you should be happy, Jacob, because this is where Arsenal was. We were here. We have been there. Where
you were worse,
at.
Bro.
We were worse. Damn. We were going through this season after season, but it hit rock bottom. And now, look, you man got this new manager. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm gonna keep up the same energy that I kept with that voice though. Whoever the who the fuck is Ten Hag? I don't know who Ten Hag is in it, but there is hope that he may come in and he may make, like you said, he needs to change the culture. He needs to shift the culture.
He needs to
all the men up there that think they're better, bigger for their boots, he needs to clean them out straight away.
Now, let me add to your point. Now, I've dished Ralph in terms of his managerial abilities in this 6 months, but his exposing of certain things, I'm not going to lie, some of it has been needed, fam. Some of it has been needed.
But he comes like, he comes across like a chatty patty, man.
He's a chatty patty, bro. Snitching. He's a
snitching on the club
snitching.
This,
no, but he's snitching. But you know what it is? I'm not going to lie to you. My club is a mess, bro. And
you needed it.
He's come on a thing that I'm here. I'm going to flip the whole desk. I'm going to put out everything on the desk like how I want it, fam. Because now, you got a lot of things on this table which ain't making sense. Which ain't making sense for us, like, for us to do what we need to do. And it's right, bro. Like, my club, fam, you got Mandem, like you said, Paul Scholes baited out Jesse Lingard. And that was on purpose, by the way. I need you not to know this, fam. Like, that was mad on purpose. Let's not act like I don't think Jesse will mind. But nonetheless, Ralph has exposed things about the coaching, like the assistant coach and Fletcher doing talky-talky on the touchline. All these little things, fam, they needs to be baited out, fam. Like, this is not a Sunday league club, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be run like a proper, like, fam, if we're going to talk about clubs, let's talk about Real Madrid, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? Even Man City are looking more like a club than United, who have way more history, fam. That don't make no sense. That makes no sense.
Bro, I think, like you said, I think someone said, what's his name? What's that YouTuber, that United YouTuber, the one after the funny guy?
Wait, which one?
Funny guy. What's his name, man? Goldrich, or what's his name?
Oh, yeah,
What's his name again?
Mark Goldbridge, the white brother.
Mark Goldbridge. Yeah. He basically said in one of his videos that basically these men are on holiday now. Done. You might need to go on holiday, end the season, get rid of, like, do the clean, get rid of certain man, don't give no one man new contracts, and rebuild, get Ten Hag in to come in, change the culture, buy a few players, get more competitive, because at the end of the day, you still got good players, and go from there, innit? Because if you don't, if you flop from here, it could just go downhill for you.
You're gonna get left behind, man.
Because Man United are a big club. They're a massive club. Let's not get twisted. They are a massive club.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But United,
it comes down to Ralph and how Ten Hag link up.
And this thing that Rangnick is doing now, where he's going to be doing half Austrian manager, half
and consultant. Yeah,
consultant. That's this guy thinks he's Football Manager, man. Like,
bro, he listen.
I don't know how that's going to work, but bro,
you might have been in the mud for.
I want you lot in the mud. This is why I'm a Tottenham fan till end of the season. I want you lot in the mud,
I don't know what's going on with you, man. And speaking of players leaving as well, I've seen today that Pogba, apparently he's rejected City though.
Yeah, he said because he don't want
to
die.
He said he was. I think it's down to like Juve and PSG and somebody else.
No, but Jacob, we said it there. He doesn't want to die.
Because what? Listen,
they really want to kill. They really want to kill him. They really want to kill him as a United player.
Bro, he's black. Rooney is a white British man trying to leave, fam. Where do you think you're gonna go from? You're not going nowhere. Don't even think about that.
You know where the Madrid fans threw a pig on the pig's head on the pitch for Figo. These guys will run up in Pogba's yard and blow fire in his face.
Fam, and he already got moved to, you know. They already came and robbed his house. So, fam, you're very accessible, fam.
He's trying to leave. Yeah, I did. Yeah. He don't want that smoke. He don't want that smoke.
It's not worth it, bro. Go play for any other team, like,
fam. Just go to Italy, man.
You'll meet some crazy United fans that, fam, they'll go to bed wanting to kill you, bro, just because. You've made that. For you, it's a ball thing, isn't it? But,
on that note, though, I'm not sure if you man saw, before we move on, you saw Jamie Carragher, Michael Redknapp. Is it Michael Redknapp? Jamie Redknapp and Michael Richards, They all were talking about Pogba, right? Or if Pogba was to go City. And obviously, Michael Richards and Jamie Redknapp were saying that they were taking City. And Carragher was like, nah, that he won't take the seat because he doesn't work hard enough. And what pisses me off about this media is they chat. Again, I know we've said this a couple of times on a pod, but I think we've given so much power to these fucking pundits to chat shit.
Bro.
Who would not take Pop? Are you mad? So you're telling me if Pogba goes into that Man City squad, he's not just going to automatically work harder? What
fam,
is Jamie?
Do you know why I know he's going to work harder? What are you
talking about?
Because for France, it's like, man, then forget, fam. World Cup winner, bro. And it's not even like World Cup winner that I just chilled in the squad, fam. The guy was instrumental, bro. Like, I don't understand. International man does his thing, fam. United, no one is going to look good consistently. Even if you put Henderson in there, fam. Even if you put Thiago in there, fam. Our team is not built to make anyone stand out looking good on a consistent basis. Not going to, fam. Ignore these man, fam. What? These lot are buzzing. I've heard pundits say they would prefer to have Henderson. If it came down to it, then Pogba, fam. Like, if we're looking at players.
I've seen that.
Don't be silly, fam. Do not be silly.
I've seen that better. I've seen and heard that better, but
nah, he would work. He would in Man City's team. Oh my gosh,
he'll be cold. He'll be cold, man.
I think it's for all parties considered. For all parties concerned, man, it's just best that Pogba just leaves England,
Dips,
goes to
Europe. Like that, because yeah. Even just talking about Man City, Haaland, and I know we've all seen that.
Haaland. Yep. So.
League done.
The big news of today, well, it's not been announced, but it's basically been announced that Haaland's going to sign for Man City. The transfer fee is going to be like 63 mil, but apparently with all the like the clauses, and it's like over 200 M's, or something stupid. Jeez. Something stupid, but yeah, like on paper now, Man City's team is basically, I don't say it's perfect, done. I don't say it's perfect, but they filled the biggest gap in the team. But it's done. One thing about Haaland is that, bro, he's injury prone, you know. Like, he's very injury prone. He's missed like half the season.
And you know,
not to say that's a reason why they shouldn't buy him, not anything to do with that. Like, it's Haaland. If you get the chance to buy Haaland, you buy Haaland. But
it depends how Pep could use him in a way that he doesn't get that injured, fam. Do you get what I'm saying?
Where?
Because in that team, he doesn't have to play every game. He doesn't have to play every minute, you get what I'm saying? And City can still win without a striker. Like. But like you said, there's a gap in their squad that they've filled, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is going to help them play a different type of ball now. And that's why it just makes City long.
Let Pep not win Champions League this next season.
With Haaland. If he doesn't win that.
If he doesn't win it, he's a fraud. I don't care what anyone says.
Now, do you know who I don't was? Care, he's Yaya. A fraud. Yaya. Now, Yaya done him in, fam. Do you remember what Yaya said, fam?
Yeah.
About his ass, he will never win another Champions League, fam.
Bro, because if he doesn't win the next season, he's a fraud. He's actually a fraud. Bro, and you know one thing I've clocked about City as well, yeah? If you take it to City, they actually bottle it.
Can we actually talk about that?
Yeah.
I know it was
last week, but I've clocked now. When City lose games, it's because they don't work. When like I think I saw a video of the other day of Delph saying when things don't go their way, they crumble.
Yeah.
And it's true, because when you look back at when they were winning 2-0 against Man United and Man United came back 3-2,
yeah,
they bottled it.
Yeah.
Because they got scared. Liverpool, how many times have they bottled against Liverpool? Because Liverpool just don't let them.
And no rest. Game. They're relentless, fam. Relentless.
They don't let you
Tottenham,
have control.
Tottenham caught them lacking as well in the champs.
So I've realized when it comes to C, if you really apply pressure on them, don't give them any respect. Yeah, they boil it, bruv. It's
a Pep thing, man. It's a Pep thing, because it was the same thing with Barcelona. That Barca team was obviously, you know, best team you've ever seen with Red Tete, but they never had a plan B.
No. If it got messy,
yeah.
Like, as in it, like, you know, then they weren't.
Yeah,
they weren't about that game, like
exactly. So, City, I don't know, man. Like, I just think it's like, I think it's just been written somewhere in the galaxy.
Yaya's done Pep in. You somewhere, don't understand,
bro. Him. Somewhere in the galaxy has been written that Man City will not win the Champions League with Pep Guardiola as their manager.
You might not understand, yeah. They have lost by inches. Like, he's Bam. Literally at every
Final
step. He's been inches.
Year.
Like.
Semi-final year before.
Sterling's goal was like, I can't remember exactly, but I thought it was maybe an inch offside or something ridiculous. Like, it was so close.
The one against Tottenham.
Yeah, Tottenham. If he had scored that, fam, I swear they would have won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just that little inch. Again,
Greenwich. They could have won Champions League that year as well.
Fam, they went fam against came on. Grealish came on, did a madness, almost scored. I honestly still don't even know how none of them shots went in, fam. Save on the line. Ah, oh, bro, honestly.
It's bro, they're cursed, man. They're cursed. I don't, I can't lie, I don't know. Like when I watched the match, I was like, rah, like this is mad. Not to say I want a City to win. I don't feel anything about Man City because I don't know any Man City fans. And I don't know, like if they had won it, I wouldn't really felt anything. But when they lost, I was like, rah,
yeah.
Rah, like these men are really not trying to win the Champions League. But yeah, we got the Champions League final set up now for Liverpool v Madrid. Man. They did ball it, but
we got to talk about Real Madrid as well, man.
Yeah, bro.
We need to give them props.
We do. We're going to talk about Real Madrid when we come back from a short break. So we'll be back in a sec. Yeah, so just touching upon Madrid, like, 3 ties in a row. These men have pulled it out somehow. It's just a mentality thing, man. Like, when it comes to Madrid and the Champions League, like, they just go together. It's like white and rice. Like, them men are just...
They own it.
They actually own it. That is their trophy. Like, somehow. Like, how can you be telling me you're losing to Man City in an 89th minute?
And no shots on target. No shots on target.
And you're telling me you end up winning that match. Like, how, bro?
It's defo mentality thing, fam. It's defo a thing of this. They're used to doing this every season, every other year of never giving up and never keep going to the bitter end.
Do you know what they did? Even speaking about this year, you know, Ancelotti said before their game, they watched motivational videos on their comebacks. And they said, at the end of it, they said, on to the next one, fam. I swear to you. Like, these man is just a different level of composure, fam.
Bro, like
a different level.
Because Ancelotti, like, tactically in that game, like, the tactics weren't great. Like,
they weren't. But let's go back to what you said, Mike, about the going at City. I think he clocked. It got to a stage in the game. He realised we can actually go at these guys, fam. Because he took Cruz off, like, legs. Camavinga is cold. That's probably going to be one of the best buyers. I think they bought him for cheap as well. I'm actually
and you
so
was meant, Man United were meant to get him.
What did
Man
I say? What did man, them go back on my pod. And they're going to get Chukwuemi as well. I'm done. I'm actually so done. Real Madrid have renovated their midfield in the space of a season, 2 seasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
And their midfield is aging. Real Madrid, we're looking at Real Madrid and thinking, now you lot are actually done for the future. Valverde, Camavinga, they get Chukwuemi, it's done. They've got a midfield.
Chukwuemi, the one from Monaco.
From Monaco. Oh my days, bro. Oh my days. But
that's the new Pogba.
Bro.
The new Pogba.
And he's more of a DM. Like, he's more of a DM. Like, he can actually hold it down. But anyway, going back to that game, he brought on Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
That's it. Fam. They went after them. But I think the Walker injury was big. I think that was big.
It was big, to be fair. It was big because even Vinicius were having a good battle. Like, Vinicius ripped him a couple of times, but it was a good battle. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, but I think you could, like you said, they sniffed the fader. Because at the end, even when Rodrigo scored on a normal day, you should still be able to.
You see the game out.
The fear was mad.
As if City were rattled. They just weren't sure what to do, bro. They were rattled. And bearing in mind, he's taken off Kevin De Bruyne, he's taken off Mahrez. So just going forward.
No, yeah, he messed up there still. He messed up.
I feel like De Bruyne wasn't playing well, though. I feel like...
You don't take off De Bruyne and Mahrez, fam.
And Mahrez,
that means he basically said, okay, we've won.
He violated Real Madrid. He basically, that's exactly what he basically said, game's done. Go rest up for the final, fam. That's what he basically said, fam. Man gave Mahrez a little slap on the bum on his way out, fam. Like, well done for the goal. We shut it down. Naji, Real Madrid said no. Like,
fam.
They said, nah. It's not done till the blistle is
blown. I knew Benzema was going to score as well, fam. He had a dead game as well. But Champions League right now they're feeling it.
I need them to win
I feel Liverpool are gonna smoke Madrid.
I don't think so still. I said
this is the thing. Liverpool, because Madrid in a one-legged affair, they can get beat. Like if Man City v Madrid was over one match, City would have banged them.
Yeah, they would have banged them. But there's something but about these man.
Bro, the thing is, what you guys seem to forget, yeah, is they're going to be... Look, Benzema's going to be playing against Van Dijk and
that's
Matip.
Calm.
No, don't say that's calm, bro.
I'm going to tell you that right now, and I know for a fact we're going to have this conversation. Vinicius is going to rip Trent. That left side is going to get... That side is going to get touched.
And Benzema's already scored against a Liverpool team with Van Dijk in it.
In a
Champions League final.
I'm telling you now, Liverpool are going to put Madrid in the split, bro.
Let's go boss at the boss. You know what I mean? What do you think is going to happen, fam? Because realistically, Vinicius is going to go down.
I think Madrid are going to win. I genuinely think Madrid are going to win.
I don't know, man.
Seeing what they did against Liverpool, seeing what they did against City, yeah? Knowing that what they can bring off the bench, fam, can really do that in a game.
Exactly.
To City. Nah, bro, what they did to City in the end, they actually rolled them into a split. Like, bro, it was...
As soon as you see that Cruz off, Camavinga on sub, you know...
That was it. I couldn't believe that. And I was stunned. I was actually stunned.
That same exact sub is what won them the match against PSG
as
well.
He was part of every play.
And Chelsea. And he was
part of every play they scored at the end. He started it.
Fam, that's what I'm saying.
You know, it was peak. I realised when Bernardo, that's the first challenge he gave Bernardo. Bernardo tried to shift him. He hooked his leg around, chased him. That's when I realised, Ancelotti wants this game. He actually wants this game today still.
Bro.
Let's see how it goes, man.
We'll see in it.
I think Liverpool are gonna win it, man. I'm not gonna lie, though.
I don't think so, man.
I think it's gonna be a high scoring game, though.
Probably. Let's go. But I can't wait. Saturday, 28th of May. So it's like just under 3 weeks. It's gonna be a big final, and I'm low-key happy. I didn't want to see Liverpool final.
No.
Man.
Fam, they need to split City.
Are you telling me it's going to be City-Liverpool for the Prem? City-Liverpool for the Champions League? It probably would have been a City-Liverpool FA Cup final if obviously Liverpool didn't have to just beat City as well. So, man. Like, it's not every day. So, Madrid, hopefully they can do the job.
Hopefully, innit?
They need to, because this could be a sour end to Liverpool's season, you know.
It'll go from quadruple to one trophy.
Exactly.
One trophy, just like that, you know. Because realistically, City look like they're going to carry Prem.
Yeah. In my opinion, league's done, man.
Three-point gap
with 2 points left.
I don't see them messing up. Do you see what they did to Newcastle? 99 possession. 99.
Wait, what?
You know they see it.
No, that's cat.
Bam.
I think that was like the second half or something like that.
99 like the first possessions. 10 minutes. There was no passes. Like, Newcastle had no successful passes.
99 passes.
99 possessions. No, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So, fam, like, you can't compete with that, man. Like, yeah. They got three matches left. City are 3 points clear with a four goals higher goal difference. Like, the league is done, in my opinion. Obviously, Liverpool got FA Cup final this weekend against Chelsea. I think they'll beat Chelsea. Chelsea are in rotten form right now.
But Chelsea can be a cup team sometimes, you know.
It's true. You can never, when it comes to cups, like Chelsea don't play, but they're in bad form, man. Like they just bottled it against Wolves. I don't know if you man saw that match or saw the highlights.
Yeah, I saw it, bro. We're coming for third, mate. We're coming for third, bro.
Deep it, bro. Like we're 1 point behind Chelsea.
So I can't believe you actually managed to catch them up. It's actually so ridiculous.
Arsenal have actually won bare games this season, you know.
We've won more games than Chelsea this season.
Bro, we played 35, won 21. But we've just lost bare, man. We've lost 11 matches.
Those three games that we lost in the first game, that's what shagged us. Bro. That's what shagged. But we move, man. We move.
We can't change the past, but yeah, like Liverpool, like their season might after let's say next weekend
in about 2 weeks.
Fam, everything could be right on that Champions League, you know.
Trust.
Could be. And that puts even more pressure on that game.
Exactly. And I'd be so happy because Liverpool they don't deserve good things. I'm sorry. Sorry to all Liverpool fans, but you don't deserve nice things.
Nah, there's no sorry at all. There's no sorry. Straight football. They deserve nothing.
And like we were saying earlier, now there's rumors of like Liverpool players being linked with other teams. So obviously, we've seen saw today Mane has been linked with Bayern Munich. Salah, obviously, the contract's still not signed yet.
Tillemans being linked to Arsenal.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, I've always liked Tillemans, but I don't. You know, I don't want to get Tillemans and then don't get another midfielder.
Yeah,
I don't think it's enough. We need another.
I think him and Partey will shut it down.
No, but do you know what it is with Tillemans? That bro, there was this one clip when
I've seen it.
Leicester were playing West Ham, and fam, this guy is slow.
No, but he was out of breath, bro. He's probably tired, man. He was tired,
bro. It's like fam, the way he was running, I couldn't believe it. But I'm not gonna like Tillemans is hard, man. Tillemans is hard. I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like sometimes when you check social media too much, I feel like a lot of Arsenal fans, we're too critical, man. We like to criticize too much. Like,
nah, I'll take Tillemans, but I don't think Tillemans is enough. I still think we need.
Yeah, no, he doesn't move the needle.
Box midfielder. Yeah.
He doesn't move the needle, yeah, but I mean, he's if you have the chance,
yeah, to upgrade, he's a box. He's a
no, but when I say box box, someone that can get the ball and dribble with the ball, like a Kevin De Bruyne, like someone that just gets on it, like just.
You like, think? I thought he can do that.
I don't think so, man. He's not an athlete. He's not an athlete.
No, he's not an athlete.
I feel like he's a good. But it's like Thiago, fam. They're just good players, as in
yeah,
not athletic.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Fam, Partey's. You know what I mean?
No, we need a player that can drive. I think we need like a Coutinho type of midfielder. When I say Coutinho, it's like not Coutinho, but a Coutinho type of midfielder whereby he's basically Odegaard, but he gets the ball and bangs it. He shoots. Like, and we need a KDB. That's what we need, in other words. But we move, man. Listen, that's it, innit? That's in a couple of weeks. We'll figure it out. Let's get Champions League first. Let's win on Thursday. We win on Thursday, then we know that the caliber of man them coming into the squad will know what you get me. It'll be nice and juicy.
My God, we'll never allow this.
Don't say that, because me and you serve the same God, and I'm happy. So don't say that, fam, because I know God is going to allow it to happen, bro. Don't try it. You get me?
But yeah, man, we move. On to Thursday, we go. But
Thursday.
Yeah, man, the Premier League is still like it's still looking very, very, very tasty right now. It's techie for some teams though. Obviously, we've got relegation as well. We need to talk about that. So it's looking right now, if I look at the Premier League table, it's looking like Leeds.
Bruh, Watford gone and fucking Norwich are already gone.
Watford and Norwich are already gone. But
you saying, what's your prediction?
Leeds are gone, man. It's Leeds or Burnley, bro. It's one of them.
Everton survives.
Everton will survive, bro.
I just think, fam, Leeds, if you look at their goal difference, bro, -30, -35, Burnley's -17. Leeds have got to play Chelsea, Brighton, Brentford.
Oh, they're out. They're done, man. They're done. They're actually done.
Burnley have to play Tottenham, Villa, Newcastle.
That's tough as well. Those games are tough. Those games are tough still.
But Burnley have been in decent form recently. I mean, they just lost yesterday, but they've been in decent form.
So what are we saying?
I think Leeds, man. Just looking at the way they played against us, like, bro, they're actually a dead team. I know it was only 2-1, but bro, like, we gave them a cheap goal, but they did not look like scoring in that match. And every time I watch Leeds play, they just get banged.
Their type of ball is not going to be sustainable for Prem. I'm so sorry, fam. I said this from the beginning.
They get banged so much. It's just like, fam, your goal difference is taking a beating.
Big hit, fam. It's either they bang bare goals or they get touched, fam, man.
They can see the 74 goals, bro.
You can't be the Dillian White of football, fam. Like, it don't make sense, fam. It's not every day big swings, like,
fam,
you know?
They've conceded 74 goals. Like, how? Nah, I think they're done, man.
Poor defending, man.
I think they're done. If they lose to Chelsea, they got Chelsea on Wednesday. If they lose to Chelsea, which they probably will, it's peak. Like, it's very, very peak. So, yeah, man, I think Leeds are done. And it's a shame, man, because I was actually kind of happy when they came back to the Prem. And now it's like, 2 years, they're probably already going to go back down. Makes you think, should they have sat Bielsa, XYZ? But yeah, man, Leeds, like, they're in trouble. And even talking about, like, just relegation, we also got to talk about teams that got promoted as well. So obviously Fulham have been promoted, which I was very angry about. Like, I hate Fulham.
Why?
I hate these teams who come, who are these yo-yo teams, man.
Where they just keep, they come and go.
Like Norwich, like, you can't, you get relegated. Because
you showed no progression, nothing. Fam,
but because they've got peas, they've got more peas than everybody else in the championship, they obviously will always win or be in at least the playoffs, and they get promoted, then they get relegated. It's just annoying, man. So Fulham, they got promoted. Bournemouth have also been promoted. And the playoffs are looking to be Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, and Luton. Can you imagine Luton in the Prem?
That'd be bants, fam.
Luton in the Prem. That'd be bants. Fam, that would be mad. But, yeah, like, Fulham and Bournemouth, like, I did not miss either of those teams. I was actually kind of annoyed that they came up. But Prem next year should be decent. But, yeah, man, we've got a couple more matches left. Obviously, the big match on Thursday. Top four decider. Biggest North London derby in God knows how long. Biggest Arsenal match in God knows how long.
This game of the season.
Yeah. Ah, game of the season. Bro. This is Arteta's biggest game ever in his whole life.
Trust.
As a manager, at least. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, we'll come back on the next pod. All smiles.
Trust.
Last will be in the top four. Champions League.
About all smiles.
There will never be all smiles, fam.
Come on, the Spurs, man. Straight up, man. I'm here for it.
One last thing on United, bro. You man might finish seventh. You man might get Conference League, bro.
If we get Conference League,
I want Conference.
If we get Conference League, Ronaldo has to leave my club. I can't do that. I thought about Europa. I was like, you know what? Yeah, Ronaldo could maybe add that to his trophy thing and say it's the trophy man's never won.
You won't win Europa. You won't win Europa.
If Ronaldo come, we'll have to win Europa because that's the only way
I don't think you'll ever win Europa.
Being in that. Other than that, Europa Conference.
Fam.
Europa Conference.
I need that for you, man. That's what you man deserve, fam.
Stop that. Ten Hag is bald headed. We got Azkaban, fam, lads, for their game. Azkaban. That is dead. So next ends, like.
Can't believe you look. Anyway, that's not even talk about United anymore, man. But yeah, my listeners, thank you once again for tuning in. Really appreciate your support throughout the whole season. Obviously, we're almost at the end of the season, but you know, we've appreciated all your support and your listens thus far. So yeah, man, keep on striving. And yeah, like I said, after Thursday, come back on the pod. Next episode, Arsenal in the top four, and it'll be all smiles. But before we wrap up, we obviously got our Donkey of the Week. So there's a couple of nominees, potential nominees, I should say, for this week. I'm going to start. I'll probably give mine. Like, I've been thinking as to who I could give it to. I was like, think of the people throwing out some names, but if I really have to give it to a person or a team, I'm just going to give it to Man United, man. I'm just going to give it to Man United. Like, 4-0 to... Go on, Max.
No, I've got to finish, and then I'll say what.
Yeah, like, 4-0 to Brighton is, like, it's shocking, man. And, you know, top four race officially done for United. Might not even get top six. All that peace spent, all that hope, Ronaldo to finish seventh. It's mad.
It's fair. I was going to... First of all, who did we vote for last week? Was it not Man United as well?
No, I don't think it was, you know.
Who did we
give it to last week?
I totally forgot, but I think it was related to United, but... I was going to give it to United, but I'm actually not going to give it to United. I'm going to give it to Ragnick. The reason why I'm going to give it to Ragnick here is because, number one, I still remember when Ragnick came in and we was talking about Jed Press. We were talking about, the godfather of the Jed Press and all this shit. And we saw the 4-2-2-2 and all of this bollocks, yeah? And it's not prevailed. It's not prevailed once. And then obviously, he's come in and he's been real in that, which I respect. I like when man keep it real. But at the same time, he's just come in and he's just made it worse.
Fam.
His tactics are shit. He's just fucked everything up personally, innit? And I feel like United thought Ragnick will come in, and yes, he's not going to come in and win them anything, but he will come in and at least stabilize shit and give them top four. And he's coming and he's come and done absolute jazz. So for me, I'm giving it to Ragnick, innit? Like, Ragnick has to hold that.
No, I hear it still. Jacob, what are you saying?
It's Ragnick. I don't know. Probably I feel like I might have been voting for him since the last few weeks, but this weekend was a new low. It was a new low still, like, and for what I saw out there, there isn't even an excuse about goals not happening, because you've got Ronaldo, who's top three strikers in the league, fam. Do you know what I mean? So you can't say you don't have a Leng, man. You do. Do you know what I mean? You took Maguire out of the team after 5 years of doing, of him giving bad performances.
That's a 5 years. Maybe that long.
Listen, I'm honestly, for how long Maguire's been playing bad, he didn't want to do it. But regardless, he didn't. I'm still waiting to see the tactics that this guy was talking about in all those PowerPoints that he used to display and stuff. And I just feel like he's now exposing, again, I like people are real, but I feel like he's now ripping into people and trying to really show how bad United is.
He's dashing man under the bus.
We need to go back here. We need to go back to when he was doing his thing. And this is what annoys me about some United fans. If he had done his thing, this would have been Ragnick, Ragnick, Ragnick. He's not doing his thing.
Yeah.
The team, Oli, the board, all of this stuff. And before he came in, man, them go back. He said, why not me for after the 6 months? I said this about a few pods ago. He got his objectives mixed up and it cost him. So for that, he's taking the L. You'll go do consultancy now, but you'll forever be known as the deadest United manager, the deadest win percentage. He's actually officially the deadest United manager in our history, fam. Like, am I capping? Wait, he's got a lower win percentage than David Moyes and Oli in your 6 months. So for me, he's donkey of the week, donkey of the fucking season. Yeah, man, I'm done still.
Here it's still. So yeah, man. From what do you call it? Process of elimination. It's got to be Ralf Rangnick, then. Yeah, what a bad way to end the season. You are now the donkey of the week for this week, Ralf Rangnick.
Mad.
Can I just say something before we close up, though?
Go on.
I just want to let you know that my centre back has more goals than Sancho. That's all I'm going to say. My centre back has more goals than Sancho. That's all I'm going to say.
Someone come and save GM if Thursday don't go the way it needs to go.
Bro, we are winning. We're winning on Thursday. There's no doubt. Right. I'm so confident. We're energy, winning on Thursday. Energy. You know me. I don't normally come with confidence. We're going there, and we're going to get 3 points, bro. It's Champions League. We are the champions. It's energy. Coming on Thursday, bro. Thursday, we are winning. We are going there. We're winning 2-1. We're going to people point. Conte with his freaking bald head, that dead trim he has. We're gonna go there. We're gonna let him know that he's not the godfather no more, fam. There's a new godfather in town. That's Mikel Arteta. We're going there. I've said it here. This is a fucking what's that Newcastle manager back in when he was playing against
Ferguson? Oh, what's his name? And he's like, we're gonna
Kevin, mate. This is a Kevin Keegan moment. We're going on Thursday. We're going to fucking batter Spurs. Champions League is ours. We run North London and we're back.
Energy,
we are back.
Energy.
We are fucking
come
back.
On,
big up the boys. Come on, Arsenal. Come on, Arsenal. Come on. Hey, listen, let's go.
Hey,
let's go.
Yeah, we move. Thursday. Arsenal, please, man. I'm begging you.
Benji is feeling it.
I'm begging you, man. Please. But yeah, we'll come back in the next pod and we'll talk about it, man. But yeah, that's a wrap. Mandem, thank you once again.
It's been a pleasure.
Listeners, again, thanks for the support. And yeah, man, we'll catch you guys soon. Peace out.
Peace out, man. In a bit.